Well, now, have you ever heard these things called croaker sacks or toe sacks?
Yeah, well, that's what we call them, too. We call them, they're all the same thing.
Well, do you, which one of those words are you familiar with?
Well, the burlap.
But, I mean, a croaker sack and toe sack, do you ever use either one of those?
No, ones? I don't. We didn't ever have any of them. We just had burlaps. We put cotton in them and peas and everything. We use all that burlap stuff. We use sacks.
Okay. What do you call a little musical instrument that's about this long, about this high, and put it up to your mouth and blow on it?
It's a harmonica.
Okay. Do you remember what your grandmother called that thing?
Harp.
Okay. And what about a musical instrument that you feel like?
That's a juice harp.
What do you call something that children play on that's made with a board that's balanced in the middle and one child sits on one end?
Seesaw.
This is
dream.
And how about one that goes around like
that? That's I don't know what it is. It's a merry-go-round.
Have you ever heard people call that a flying jenny?
Yeah, we did. We had one. We called it flying jenny or merry-go-round.
We have a flying jenny.
Well, now how is the flying jenny?
Well, a merry-go-round is, it goes around by electricity. Now, we didn't have none at that time, but we had a flying jenny, see. Mm-hmm. We would bore a hole in a big old stump and put an iron stab in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we put that little log on top and bore a hole in it, and then that iron, when you push it around, see, it would go and have little swings all around. You know.
Oh, I see. I bet that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was good for little children.
What were some other kind of things that you played on when you were a child?
Well, we played on wheelbarrows and old barrel staves, you know. We had them for a slide. We'd get up on the slide hill and slide down on them. We see they were wide enough for us to put both feet on, you see, and we could sit like this and we'd go way on down the hill to the bottom.
Sounds like fun.
But coming back up was what got you. You have to come back up and then go back up. Just like the sliding boat they have today, only it was a metal, it wasn't metal, it was a barrel stage on a hill. We put up on a hill and slide down like that.
Well, now, I don't quite understand. You mean this thing was propped up on?
It wasn't propped up on anything. You know, you used to have wooden barrels that held 60 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people that made staves to make them barrels round.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got them round, they put hoops on them.
Yeah.
To hold them together.
Yeah.
And so my granddaddy and my father had those barrels. And they stole corn and wheat, peanuts, or whatever they had. Well, they stole in those barrels. And so when the barrels got so old, they'd come apart, see, those staves would bust off of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we would get the staves. And we find a good place to slide on a hill, good safe place to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we would take them there and we'd play with them.
You mean you'd sit on them?
We'd sit on them. They was made like this, you see. They were scooping down here. They went up on each end just like a ski or something.
Uh-huh.
They was up on each end and this part's the only part that touched the ground, right in the middle, you see. Because the barrel was made round, you see,
and
it came around like this, the barrel did. And so we'd get up in one, the plank would be that wide, the stave, we call them staves. And then we'd get up in that, sit in that, and then we'd slide down the hill, see, it wouldn't hurt us at all. We'd have a good balance, you see.
Yeah, that's interesting. That really sounds like fun, too.
And
it's not like going sledding without any snow.
Well, we didn't have no sled, we just had that board, you see, it was high on each end and down in the middle, you see, and we could just sit in it just like a little nest in there. And we would have fun. We could hold to the back of it back here and we'd go right on down the hill.
What are some other kind of things that you played on?
And we played on these vines, you know, that goes on these trees, these rattan vines.
Oh, yeah.
My granddad would clean up a place and he'd have these vines. He'd cut them and the big part would hang down. The rest of it was up in that tree. There wasn't no way for it to come out. It was just too many.
Mm-hmm.
It just growed up in the tree, see. And we would get us an old stool or something other and get up on that stool way over here.
Mm-hmm.